Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a word. Amen. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory." Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
speaks of wisdom. You said, brace yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no
God. The eternal, all-sufficient God. There is so much power in your name. There is peace in knowing your name. You are all-sufficient in your name. By your name, you control the outcome of nations. You led the Israelites into freedom by assuring them that you are all sufficient. Sufficient. How can I lift up your name in admiration when it is already so high? I am feeble in my attempts to praise you. You deserve the praise of all creation and for all eternity. Yet you still accept my praise and desire it and sit enthroned upon it. The eternal, all-sufficient God, sufficient. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. And now, at this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now, worship. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it. Devotion.
You provide fire.
eternal, all-sufficient God. You hold the world in your hands. You do not exist in time, but are before time and will be after time. I confess to you the finiteness of my mind. I confess my insufficiencies. In light of your all-sufficiency, pardon the impatience I feel when something goes wrong at work or at home or in a relationship. Forgive my bitterness, my resentment, and my doubts that you are great, that you are good, great, mighty, fair, and just. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music and our prayers. And we just want to wish you and thank you for tuning in to another Thankful Thursday and Sweet Hour of Prayer. At this time, I will play another selection. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord. You are commissioned. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Forgive. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And it says, whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise be to God. The writer says, sometimes the insensitively and selfishness of others will astound you, especially if you have tried to be kind and they have hurt you in return. Even after the initial shock wears off, you may find it difficult to erase the incident from your mind. How can you overcome the disappointment and discouragement? First, refuse to allow the action of others to hinder your relationship with God. You may wonder why the Father allowed it to happen. However, he never fails you, even when others do. God continues to provide you with perfect love, wisdom, strength, and support. Second, forgive the person who wounded you. Harboring bitterness only hurts you and is never the Christ-like thing to do. Third, draw consolation from the great comforter, the Holy Spirit. You know that the Lord works all things together for your good. So allow him to turn your pain into something beneficial. The next time you fail by others, release it to God and pray for the people who disappointed you. Don't let their action destroy you. Rather, let the Father turn it into an opportunity for your blessings. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. Let us pray. Jesus, help me turn to you so I can forgive, heal, and be blessed. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Forgive your enemies. Forgive those who hurt you. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. Do tell.
Get the
Amen. The eternal, all-sufficient God, thank you for showing me the same love that you showed to Moses at the burning bush. Thank you that your love is with me, not only in my crisis, but also in my quiet days. Thank you for choosing me to be your friend, even though you are so much greater than anything that has ever existed or ever will exist. Your sufficiency makes me whole. Thank you for knowing me fully and giving me a heart to know you and pray to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every prayer, every prayer.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our our daily bread. Amen. Which is entitled, Hearing Christ, Not Chaos. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6 and verse 27. Amen. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. That's John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6 and verse 27. And it says, this is Jesus is speaking. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration did not understand what he meant. Amen. Now let's go to verse 27, where it says, my sheep listens to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Again, the title of this message is Hearing Christ, Not Chaos. The writer says, after watching TV news for hours each day, the elderly man grew agitated and anxious, worried the world was falling apart and taking him with it. Please turn it off, his grown daughter begged him. Just stop listening. But the man continued to spend an excessive amount of time on social media and other news sources. What we listen to matters deeply. We see this in Jesus' encounter with Pontius Pilate, responding to criminal charges brought against Jesus by religious leaders. Pilate summoned him and asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" In John 18:33, Jesus replied with a stunning question, "Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me?" Verse 34. The same question tests us in a world of panic. Are we listening to chaos or to Christ? "Indeed, my sheep listen to my voice," he said. "I know them, and they follow me." 10:27. Jesus used this figure of speech in verse 6 to explain himself to doubting religious leaders. As with a good shepherd, he said that his sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Amen. As our good shepherd, Jesus bids us to hear him above all. May we listen well and find his peace. To God be the glory. Question: what do you hear on the news or social media that makes you feel anxious? And how can you give more time to hearing the voice of God? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, in a noisy world, when you speak to my heart, mind, and spirit, in and through the scriptures, may I hear you over all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Amen. And I hope and pray that it was a blessing to you. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord.
Praise God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. In the meantime, I will play another selection. God be the glory. So now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise.
Amen.
Praise be to God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
To God be the glory. It's in your hands.
My goodness, it is November the 3rd already.
Yes, wow. Indeed. It is going fast.
I don't know if anybody else is paying attention, but time is flying.
Oh,
flying.
Yeah.
And you have to make the most of time right now. I heard a young lady say today, she said, I love you, Sally. I love you, Billy. I love you. She was telling everybody around. She loved. So I looked at her. I said, what's that about? She said, I love you too, Miss Kathy. Yeah, why you got to leave me for last? And then, you know, everybody started laughing. And she said, Miss Kathy, you know, you got to tell everybody you love them now because, you know, you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. And I looked at her. I said, thank you, sweetheart, even though you're preaching to the choir. Well, thank you. You know, it's good to hear that every now and then.
Amen.
And she just looked at me. But it's real what she's saying. Because
yes,
none of us know. Mm-hmm. Right? And I got it up on the board. Don't try to bring me no flowers when I'm gone. I can't smell no roses now. Give the flowers. Or, in other words, show your loved ones love now.
Yes.
Stop waiting.
Absolutely.
Right? You angry at them. You don't want to forgive them. Let that go. Number one, it's not God's way.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
My goodness, glory to God. We have an awesome, awesome meal that we going to eat tonight. My goodness, glory to God. God, you going to feel like you at the Thanksgiving table. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Woo! And I don't know about the rest of y'all, but at our Thanksgiving table when I was younger, we used to have those sweet potato jacks.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm
gosh.
Telling you, just to see those sweet potato jacks, I used to lose my mind. Knowing that I'll get ready to eat some sweet potato jacks. So I'm saying that, so it's okay if you lose your mind for Jesus. Woo!
Amen.
My goodness. I'm excited tonight because this word is good. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. Thank you for desiring to take us into your bosom and love on us. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you right now, oh God. Even if we woke up this morning, got rushing with our day, running here and there, doing everything we could think of doing. But we forgot to say thank you. Right now, we're saying thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, if we was driving on the highway or getting on the bus or the train, and we forgot to say thank you because we were rushing, we're saying it now. Thank you, God.
Thank you for
all that you have done.
Yes.
All that you're doing and all that you're going to do, oh God. Right now, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to bring forth your word, oh God. Not my word, because my word has no power, but thy word, oh God. I am going to speak your word so that it won't fall on deaf ears, and it's going to accomplish everything it's set out to accomplish. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way with this word right now. Encourage, lift someone up, and bless everybody, oh God. And you and only you will get the glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness, I got to get into this word because I don't want to miss nothing. I want to make sure you get every bit of this word. Here we go. Thank you, God. Ooh, a familiar passage.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be coming from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, and I'm going to run on through them so y'all can look at them later on. Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, and that is the Gospel of Mark in the middle of your Bibles. Here we go. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you. You know what? If you look in your Bible, it's called the parable of the sower.
Mm-hmm.
But God is getting ready to take us another route tonight. Thank you, God. Once again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, and such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. Can you imagine? It's so many people around him that he had to get into the boat. Yeah, because you smother me. I can't get everything out. You crowd me. You know, even now, my goodness, glory to God, don't get me to preaching too soon. Even now, we do the same thing. It does, my goodness, glory to God. You got to have eyes, spiritual eyes to see this. We are crowding God every single day. We cannot see it. But guess what? If you got Sally on the east side and Billy on the north side and John on the west side and Brenda over here on the north side and California, New York, all of us all over the world are crowding him because we're bombarding heaven with our prayers. Lord, I'm in need. Lord, can you help? Please, Lord, give me. Father, take that away. And so we're bombarding him. And my goodness, glory to God. And that's why he is no longer in our midst because there was too many of us.
Yes.
Yeah. So what he did was he said, you know, I got to recruit some folks who can carry this word.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I need the one that can carry what I'm carrying.
All right.
You can't carry it like I'm carrying it, but you can carry it. Goodness, y'all didn't catch that. You cannot carry it like I'm carrying it. My goodness, go to God, because I'm really I'm really holding up myself. Come on now. You got to know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if that's the case, you cannot carry it the way I'm carrying, because I'm holding myself. I'm carrying myself through this. My goodness, go to Pastor Kathy's not the Word. Pastor Kathy is merely preaching the Word. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bishop Tutu is not the Word. He's merely kept just preaching the word. Jesus was the word. So you cannot carry it the way he's carrying. You can't even deliver it the way he delivered it, no matter how we try. But you know what? I got to give y'all the rest of this because it's good. Watch this now. So we see that, so many around him that he got into the boat and sat in it while all the people crowded along the shore. Yeah, stand back a little bit. Give me some room because y'all don't know I'm already doing something. And he taught them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said, listen, with an exclamation point. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was sowing, some seed fell along the path or the wayside. And the birds came and devoured it. Some fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow, sun rose, the seedlings were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Others fell on among thorns, which grew up and choked the seedlings, and they yielded no crop. Still, other seeds fell on good soil, where it sprouted, grew up and produced a crop, one bearing 30-fold, another 60-fold, and another 100-fold. Then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. As soon as Jesus was alone with the 12 and those around him, they asked him about the parable. He replied, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is expressed in parables. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You got to ask yourself, well, why he had to talk to them in parables? Because they was following him just like the disciples was following him. It was so many of them following him, he had to get in the boat. So why you got to talk to them in parables? Because, oh my goodness, Lord God, I love you. Even though they were following him, oh my God, I love you. Even though they were following him, they were not following like the disciples. Ah, they were following to hear what he was going to say. The disciples, hold that thought. I got to tell y'all the rest before I get into the word and I ain't give you all the scripture. Hold that thought right there. I'll be right back. Ooh, my goodness. And so he says, so to them, they may be ever seeing but never perceiving and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they may turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The farmer sows the word. He's breaking it down for them. The farmer sows the word. Some of them, he said, some are like the seeds that fall along the path where the word is sown. And as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and snatches and takes away the word that was sown into them. Some are like seeds sown on rocky ground. They hear the word and at once receive it with joy, but they themselves have no root, and they remain for only a season. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Others are like the seeds sown among the thorns. They hear the word, the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire of other things come in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Still, others are like the seed sown on good soil. They hear the word, receive it, and produce a crop 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. My goodness, may the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen?
Amen.
My goodness, I love this. I love this. Look at verse 13. He says, I got to be all over the place, so y'all going to have to rock and roll with me tonight. Verse 13, Jesus said to them, do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? Here's the thing. I'm going to speak in a story form. Why? People like stories. They can understand things a little bit better. Oh, my goodness. When you put it in a story form, So, in other words, I've got to break it down, and I can't just say it straight out because they'll never understand what I'm saying. You know how I know what that's what he was meaning? Because even now, you got people that read the King James Version, and they put the Bible down and say, you know what? I can't go to church. I have no idea what this Bible says. I can't do this. And so because they're reading the King James Version, my goodness, God is so good. Because they're reading the King James Version, they're going, you know what? I have no idea what this Bible is talking about. I just know Jesus loves us. That's good enough for me. And they go on about their business. But the devil is a liar. Guess what God did? God came with the NIV. He came with the New Living Translation. He came with the Amplified. He came, come on now. He broke that word down in so many different directions that there's no way you could stand before him and go, I just couldn't understand.
Really?
Because I thought I made it. Where there was nothing in my word, you wouldn't be able to understand. Because guess what? He even took it and broke it down into children's form. So there are kiddie Bibles. Guess what I used to do when I first got in ministry? I used to go get the children's Bible. Why? Because I needed to understand what I was reading. I was like, oh, my God. Ooh. You know? And I look at the other ministers, and I'm going, how do they know all of this? And my pastor looked at me one day. She said, you're so silly. I said, why, what? What I need to do? She said, first of all, you need more than one translation. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you only got the King James Version, you're never going to go anywhere. You got to get it where you can understand. And once you understand it, then you can start ministering it. Oh, okay. Look, Stephen came to California. He saw my house and my friends from California. All over my floor was nothing but Bibles spread out so I could understand what I was reading. Sometimes I was in the Kitty Bible. Sometimes I was in the Amplify. Sometimes I was in the NIV. I just didn't know where to go. I knew, thank you, God. But I knew that I wanted more. Yeah. And that's what Jesus is saying about the seeds. Okay? It looked like the seeds were sown, planted in the ground. He says, well, guess what? Some of the seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and just ate it up. And some of the seeds fell on thorny ground or rocky ground, huh? Mm-hmm. But here was what he's really saying. Because you didn't have a desire to get to know more about his word, you gave up when you looked at the they thou art not, and thou, you're like, oh my God, that's too many thous. And so you gave up. And it looks like the enemy came and snatched it away from you, right? But that's not what happened. You really just walked away from it. All we did was give Satan the credit. Oh, he just won't let me hear his word. He won't let me. Oh, the devil is a lie. You can hear it on the radio. You can hear it on the telephone. You can get on the internet. You can hear your car driving and hearing it.
Amen.
God gave us way too many avenues to hear his word. Huh?
That's right.
We are without excuse. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Title of the message is, thank you, God, Seeds of Wisdom. So we understand that he's talking to them in a parable. He says, you know, the kingdom of God is like the farmer that sowed seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at a commentary, and I was trying to get understanding of all this, and then I saw something, and I went, whoa, where that came from? And it said seeds of desire. And I went, seeds of desire, what's that about? But guess what that was? That was saying when a woman is trying to get a man, she's planting seeds. I said, well, what the what? Yeah, because, you know, she go up on him, but she don't go to him. She just goes in his presence where he can see her, where he can smell her, where he can hear her laughter. you know, in other words, she's flirting. But she's planting seeds of desire because even when she's gone, he's still thinking about the smell. He's still thinking about the way she was laughing, the way she walked, right? She's planted seeds. And then she went on about her business. But she got his attention.
Yes.
And so seeds of wisdom, my goodness, glory to God, seeds of wisdom is here to do the same thing. It is to get your attention so that you desire more. You're not going to give up the first time you hear God's word or you go to a church and they're not preaching the way you want them to preach. They're not singing the way you want them to sing. It's just not a church for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, go on down the street. If that one ain't for you, go on across the street. If that one ain't for you, go around the corner. If that one ain't for you, go up the block. Go down the valley. Go around the corner. Go wherever you got to go, but go get the word of God in you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
there
Lord.
Is a house for everybody.
Oh, yes.
Come on. And if you say, I just can't take going into those churches and they're just so holy. Well, you ain't even got to go to the church. Get on Zoom. Oh, I ain't got no computer. Oh, really? Get on the telephone. I ain't got no minutes. Oh, really? Watch TV. Come on now. God is going to meet you right where you are, because it's not his desire that you or you or you should perish.
That's right.
Amen.
But he came to give life and life more abundantly. He did not come to see his creation killed off, because the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. But the devil is a liar. He don't got that kind of power.
Mm-mm.
And I know some people going, well, what is she saying? Because we all going to die. Yes, we are. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We die to the ones that we leave behind. So to them, they see death, but we really see life.
Mm.
My goodness, y'all missed that.
Amen, amen.
If you going home to be with the Father, you going into eternal life.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. And guess what it says? At the end times, when he comes back, you know, it says that the ones that are sleeping.
Yes.
It doesn't say the ones that are dead. He said the ones that are sleeping.
Yes.
Wow. Mm. God, I love you. Mm. So now we see that this parable seems like it's talking about the sower, but he's trying to get them to understand. He says, don't you understand this parable? How will you understand anything else I'm trying to tell you? Here's seeds of wisdom. You know why he was telling them that it's like a farmer that sows the word and some falls along the path, and as soon as they hear it, Satan comes, take it away. And then some are sown on rocky ground. They hear it, but at once receive with joy, and then themselves, they have no root, so it gets taken away. Soon as persecution or something comes that makes them think God is not with them, it's gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here is what we're sowing today. And we see that all of these people, and guess what? The percentage is 1 out of 4. You got thorny ground, you got stony ground, you got rocky ground, and you got good ground. So for what they hear is 75% of the, oh my God, I love you, 75% of the seeds that you sow is not going to fall where it needs to fall. It's just going to go. And so 25%, because you think 1 out of 4, huh? 4 is 100%. So 1 out of 4, 3 don't hear that 75%. The other 25 is the only ones that really receive it. Mm-hmm. And allow God's word to take transformation within them. The good news is God is telling the preacher, or the one that's carrying the seed or planting the seed, 25% will still hear and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the 25%, you've got to keep sowing. You think that when the farmer went out there to sow his seeds, and some of his seeds went on rocky ground, stony ground, and some of them went on the path, you think he stopped sowing so the next year he didn't sow no more? No, he kept on sowing. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he looked at the side of the field where there was good soil, and he saw a harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the harvest, he keeps sowing, because he knows that, okay, yeah, over here might not be no harvest, and over there and over there, but right here, going to be a harvest. Mm-hmm. Seeds of wisdom, you got to hear. Oh, this is the part that I love. Mm. This is the part that I love. He says, and this is to all of us, if you don't understand this one, how is Pastor Kathy going to tell you the rest of the ones that I've given her to give you? Mm. Yeah, you've got to get it. And I'm using Pastor Kathy because she's one of those preachers that's going to break it down so simple it's kind of hard not to get it. So it boils down to this. The soil that the seed is falling on, yeah, it says some was good ground, some was thorny, some was stony and all that. Guess what? He's talking about your heart. That's the ground that the seed is going into. Now, if you are, oh, God, I love you. If you are not rooted and grounded in him, chances are the enemy is going to come pluck everything that you heard away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you don't have desire yet. You don't have desire. When you get that desire creates a hunger in you where you got to know more. You want to know more. And so when the 12 got him aside, they said, why you keep talking in parables? Yeah. He says, I'm giving it to you. It's for you to get, not them.
Yes, sir.
Why? They follow behind you too, but they're not ready to receive what I'm offering. They don't have a clue of what I'm saying, even before I started speaking in parables. When I first started talking to you guys, I said the same thing that I said to them. But you guys chose to drop what you were doing and follow me because you wanted more of what I was saying. You wanted to gain understanding. You desired to hear what I had to say. They want to see miracles. They don't really want the word. They the 75% right now that my word going to them is not taking root. So to you guys, I can explain the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but not to them. They're not ready for it. They don't understand what I'm saying. If they did, they would have received me already. They're not here because they receive me. They're here because they want to see more miracles. That's why they're here. Yeah, not that they want to hear what I got to say. They want to see what I'm going to do. Here's the thing. Jesus says to them, he who has ears to, oh my goodness, this is good. Watch this, y'all. He said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Did you know that everyone has ears?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone has ears, but everyone isn't listening. You know, I looked it up in the context, said there's a difference between having ears and having ears to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got ears, but you don't have ears to hear. Because if you had, my goodness, glory to God. Here it is. If you had ears to hear, you'd have a desire to try to understand what I'm saying. I was in the church for years, and I heard them preaching, and I didn't understand nothing they were saying. I just knew I couldn't go away. I kept coming and coming and coming until I started gaining understanding. Why? I had a desire to know who God was.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. I didn't understand. Come on now, 8 years old, sitting there going, what they thou art like the king, what? But I kept going. Now, when I was a kid, my grandparents and my mother now, they made sure we kept going. But as you get older and you still don't understand, now you're going on your own because you desire.
Yes.
That's that good ground. That's good soil. Guess what that is? So while all of you are out there going, God knows my heart. He knows my heart. Yeah, he knows that your heart's been hardened. The seeds are not falling on good ground yet. You're not understanding. You're not receiving it. You're not applying it. How are you going to apply it if you don't receive it? How are you going to receive it if you don't believe it? How are you going to believe it if you don't understand it? He says, in all thy getting, get understanding. You can't do anything until you understand what this word is saying.
Amen.
You know why these are seeds of wisdom? Because he's telling you, you need to do a self-examination to see where you are. Is your heart the stony ground? Is it on the wayside? Is it rocky ground? Or is it good ground? So that when you hear the word of God, it is so tasty to you, you want more.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When he said, those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. So in other words, listen up, okay? I understand you all have ears. I didn't say those who have ears. I said those who have ears to hear. Those who have a hidden desire to want to know more.
Yes.
To want to gain understanding. That's what he's saying. Most people walk around and say, those who have ears to hear. And they think because you got ears, that's what he's talking about. That's not what he's saying. He's saying those who have ears to hear, those who have a desire to want to hear the things of the Spirit realm, to want to know me, to want to gain understanding of who God is, then let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Come on now.
Yeah.
My goodness, glory to God. I'm looking at God, and he's looking at us. And he said, you know, some people hear the word, but they choose not to believe it.
Mm.
And you go, so why they keep listening? Because they think it's like going to the theater. They go to church for entertainment. Ooh, that choir was slamming.
Yes.
Ooh, that choir was slamming. Ooh, that preacher was preaching us under the table. Really? Well, let me see. That would be rocky ground, stony ground, thorny ground. Because once you come up to hard times, your soil isn't deep enough. It has no roots, so it can't sustain you. Because when you face persecution, when you go through hard times, if what was planted in you had roots, then you would not fear what you're going through because you know God is going to bring you out of it.
That's right.
And that's why he's calling it seeds of wisdom, because wisdom tells you, you don't have to fret. You don't have to cry. You don't have to get depressed. You don't have to get on pills. You don't have to start drinking. You don't have to do drugs. You don't have to be frustrated. Comes because you have a lack of something. You don't think you wait a minute. I don't have no one loving me. I don't have no job. I don't have no house to live in. I just got so much coming up against me. Yeah, but greater is he that is with you than anything coming up against you.
That's right.
You just don't know it because the seeds didn't fall on good ground. And ooh, here's a news flash. What Pastor Kathy is saying right now, she is planting the seeds. And only you know where the seeds have fallen. Is it good ground? Huh? Is it going to take up root? Is God going to be able to bring forth a transformation? Yeah. Or is it, it sounds good. And then you go out there and you get ready to face some trials and all kind of stuff coming up against you, and then you get all scared again. So that means that word didn't take root. And you say, Pastor Kathy, you're where you are now. You don't see where I'm at. You don't see that it's hard for me. I don't have money sometimes to pay my bills. I sometimes I don't even know if I'm going to have a job. And Pastor Kathy's looking back at you, say, I might be here, but I used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pastor Kathy used to sleep in the car with Pastor Stephen. Yes, we did. Pastor Stephen and Pastor Kathy was eating out of the garbage can. Come on now. And you know how I know what God is saying? He says, you know what, Kathy, when you come out of that, make sure you go back and strengthen the others. Give them your testimony. Let them see where you've come. It's called transparency. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're telling somebody how big and bad you are and you can do this and you, hey, that's not transparency. That's arrogance. Transparency is looking at them in a spirit of humbleness and said, I was where you are now.
Amen.
I'm not all, and guess what? I'm not even where it appears that I am. It only looks like I got it going on. I'm still struggling just like the rest of y'all.
Amen.
The only difference is I'm a struggling preacher. I struggle with depression. I struggle with anxiety. I struggle with those things because my seeds have fallen on good ground.
Yes.
And I have something to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm looking on my wall right now, and that lion is looking at me going, fear not, for I am with thee. Hmm? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Yes, come on now. I will bless the Lord at all times. And
all
his praises shall continuously be in my mouth.
Yes.
It does not matter what I'm going through.
Yes.
And don't let the devil lie to you and say, Pastor Kathy, don't go through nothing. The devil is a liar. I go through just like the rest of y'all because I am human.
Amen. Yes.
I'm not God. Mm-hmm. I make mistakes. I fall short, but my seed is still planted on good ground. I have taken root in him.
That's right.
And because those roots are there, you ever, and I'm going to come in foreclosed, you ever went in your backyard and see big old fat trees out there, and you look down and you see some of the roots coming out of the ground? That tree got so many roots. They start coming out of the ground. And you're like, what in the world? And you said, well, just chop it down. But the roots are still there. And because the roots are still there, another tree will come right where you cut it. Life is still there.
That's right.
So when the devil cuts Pastor Kathy in half, the roots are in Christ Jesus. So that when he cuts me, oh, my goodness, glory to God, another limb starts forming.
Yes.
Why? Because God says she don't belong to you.
That's right.
And I done told you before, take your hands off what is mine. And guess what? Sally, you're his. Billy, you're his. John, you're his. You know what? People think because they don't go to church. See, the devil is a liar. They think because they don't go to church that they don't belong to him. The last time I checked, God says, I knew you when you was in your mother's womb. I formed you. You're already mine, whether you come in this building or not. You belong to me.
All right, now.
The only thing I'm waiting on is for you to come in agreement with me. But you're
mine. Yes. Thank you, God.
And why do you think when you come up against things and you make it out okay, that you think that was your doing? No.
Oh, no.
God is blessing you. He's keeping you.
Yes.
He's protecting you. He's watching over you. He's shielding
you. Yes. Absolutely.
Why? He's always going to be there for you because you belong to him.
Yes. Praise be to God.
Look at my natural parents. My mother would get mad at me. She said, didn't I tell you don't go around that street? I told you don't leave this house. Didn't I tell you? Yeah. Why did you leave? I only went to the store. And, you know, my mother's looking at me like, I don't want to hear nothing. You got to say, get away from me. And you're looking going, no, I want you to give me a beating. And you guys are going, why she want a beating? Because the beating goes away real quick. Woo-hoo, done. But when they angry and when they disappointed in you, that lasts a little longer. And every time you walk by her, you can see that disappointment in her face. Because if anybody would have told me my child would have been doing this, and I think about my natural mother, and then I think about God, and God looking at me going, if anybody would have told me that Kathy would have did this, and then I have to stop myself. Because I tell myself, even when God gets disappointed, he's not like my mother. My mother could hold on to that thing for a week or two, tell everybody so everybody else be disgusted with you. God will shake it off. Yeah, he's not going to stay upset with us. He's not going to continue to look at your disappointment. There is no condemnation within Christ. He's not trying to condemn you. He's trying to save you.
Amen.
He loves us. And you're looking on, but I did this and this and this and this, and I did that. And he's going, so? I knew you was going to do it before you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Stop beating yourself up. God loves you. He's not looking at your mistakes. He's looking at your heart.
Yes.
He's just waiting for those seeds to fall on good ground and start producing fruit.
And
the fruit is the change in your lifestyle. That's what the fruit is. But right now, some of the seeds is falling on stony ground and some is falling on rocky ground. But guess what? Don't forget, some are still falling on good ground.
Yes.
The seeds of wisdom is this. When God is talking about the farmer sowing seed, he's talking about Pastor Kathy as the farmer sowing seed, planting the word of God in your heart.
Amen.
And he's waiting for the day that you take root in him. Day, you'll know that the seeds fell on good ground. And you say, oh, the ground is good right now. I'm still coming. I'm still coming. I ain't gave up. I'm still trying to hit a word. And God is saying, you are absolutely right. Because you didn't turn around and let the enemy snatch it from you. And you go the other way. You're still coming, which means you are good ground. I got this dude at work, and I know y'all hear me talking about him all the time. This dude has done blessed me. I look at this dude, and I go, what in the world? And so I look at him, and he said, oh, Miss Kathy, you know, say less. And I'm going, say less? What, dude? And the thing about it is, he gives me respect, right? I said, pull your hands up, young man. He's holding on. Turn the music down, young man. He turned the music down. And guess what I'm doing? Sowing seeds. God says it's through loving kindness that I've drawn thee.
Yes.
I don't look at him and go, guess what, young man? You're going to butt tail wide open.
Mm-mm.
Because, you know, he could turn around and go, yeah, but you'll be right next to me. Come on now. Because I'm human. I'm capable of making mistakes myself.
We all are.
I don't do that. I let the love and the kindness draw them, right? And guess what he did to me the other day? He blew me away. He said, look what you did to me, Miss Kathy. I said, why? What'd I do? He said, look. And he showed me his phone. And I looked down at his phone. When I tell you, if anybody's here, he looked like the biggest gangster. He looked like he going to tear stuff up. He going to drink you under the table. He going to smoke you out the sky. He looked like he going to do all kind of stuff. But he's really a gentle giant. He's not that way at all. Because guess what? All these other ones that I was sowing the seeds in,
mm-hmm.
I don't see them anymore. They don't get on Block Talk Radio. This dude gets on Block Talk Radio. Even if he falls asleep, he got the phone right there while he asleep. so it's still getting in his spirit. But I look down at his phone. I go, what? He said, look. And I look. He said, you don't make me go get a Bible app.
Bless his heart.
So he truly blessed me because he's letting me know the seeds are falling and I'm catching them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So just keep sowing them, Miss Kathy. Sowing them. And that's what God is trying to tell us. Guess what? You don't got to be a preacher to sow a seed. Ooh.
Nope.
You do not have to be a preacher to sow a seed. Your lifestyle can sow a seed into anyone. Because they're looking at you going, wait a minute. Didn't she just lose her job? Didn't she just lose her mother? Didn't he just divorce her? How is she still so happy? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Uh-huh. He keeps me. He gives me that peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't understand while I still got my sanity, but I got it anyhow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I got people still calling me now saying, you know, I'm sorry about your son. I'm sorry about your son. And I look and I get that sadness, and then immediately God gives me that peace again. Uh-uh. You know he's sleeping. You know he's okay. Uh-uh. You trained up that child in the way he should go. Uh-uh, don't you dare get sad now. But he lets me stay there for a little while because it's human to feel sadness, to feel pain, to feel angry and all of that. But, you know, when you get angry, he says, get angry, but sin not. So don't stay there too long, right? If he's telling you he's going to give you that peace that surpasses understanding, then he's telling you, I don't want you to stay there to dwell in that place of darkness too long. All you got to do is turn and look at the marvelous light. And come into the light, Caroline. Come into the light. Oh, God, I love you. God is telling us of being planted. The farmers are planting their seed, and the seed is the word of God. Every time you hear the word of God, don't you dare harden your heart. You just take it in. And even if you say, I'm not ready to give my life, I'm not ready to go, I still want to go to the club. Look, I'm still dancing. I can't help myself. As soon as I hear some, I'm like, oh, Lord, what is going on? Don't let me hear some old school music. I dance you under to the next day. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because my dancing doesn't define who I am.
That's right.
Okay. I dance. And you say, well, you straddling the fence. You say whatever you want to say. I just need God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And not because I'm preaching the word, but because I'm being kind to others. I'm being forgiving to others. I'm showing mercy to others. Come on now. It got nothing to do with preaching the word. It's how you live your lifestyle. How are you treating the others? God said, when you did it to them, you did it for me. If you didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me. You walk up on somebody, you ain't seen them all night, and you just walk through the door. Even if they don't say it back, just say good morning.
That's right.
You getting ready to leave. Have a good night. You know, how you doing today?
That's right.
You know, how dare you get up in the morning and you see someone else in your household and they say, good morning. Now, Pastor Stephen, he'll look at me and go, it takes you a minute to say good morning. Because he is a morning person. This dude will get up 3 in the morning and he's ready to go. I get up 3 in the morning, you're not going to really hear from me until about 2 that afternoon because I can't function. I'm still here, say good morning, and I'm still walking around, and then 10 minutes later, I go, good morning. I know he said, what in the world? And I'm trying to get it out, but I'm saying to myself, if I open my eyes, I'm going to be wide awake. And then he'll be gone off to work, and I got to sit up for 2 hours, and I ain't got to get ready for work till 3 more hours. So I don't want to wake up. Let me just And then I go, good morning. And now I've gotten better because he said good morning. I figured if it take too long, he ain't going to stop saying good morning. So I say good morning and get back in the bed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
God is not looking at all the mistakes we've made.
No.
He's looking at our hearts to see when the seed falls on good ground. He's waiting for you to make your own mind up when you're going to come in. It might be today, it might be tomorrow, maybe next year,
mm-hmm.
right? But he's not going to stop waiting on you or you or you or you. He didn't stop waiting for me, and he's not going to stop waiting on you. These are seeds of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is God's word, letting you know there's nothing you're going to deal with in this lifetime that God is not with you. He is with you.
That's right.
He might Amen. Not like everything you do, but he's still with you.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a man or a woman that will walk away from you. God is going to stay with you. Why? Because you belong to him. Amen. God bless you guys.
Ooh, to God be the glory. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves
amen,
a
amen, amen.
Praise.
Amen.
It's a beautiful word. To God be the glory. Peace and wisdom. And at this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 623271. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Well, I especially enjoyed when Pastor Kathy talked about the scripture quote about hearing the word. We all have ears, but we have to be in that place. We have to be in that place where we want to receive it. And just like finding good soil, we need to put good nutrients into our body. We've got to put positive things into our body so we can receive the word and hear it. And understand it. And I thought when Pastor Kathy mentioned old school music and how she can't help herself, I thought, well, I'm the same way. I've been trying to put nutrients into my body and do exercise and things. So every night I turn on YouTube and I dance along with the Jackson 5 back in the day and try to imitate them, and I thought, boy, I get a good workout with them, so somebody might look at me through my back door window and think, what is she doing? And but I thought, you know, I'm taking
yes.
care of my body, I'm exercising, and I'm getting my heart prepared to be more nourished, my soul be more nourished, so I can receive every time I hear Pastor Kathy preach or whenever I read the scripture myself. So that was really good about we may have ears, but you've got to be in the right position to understand.
Amen. 980417, God bless you. And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word?
Wait a minute. I believe that's that dude I was talking about, y'all. He's going to get me. Because I didn't know he was getting on the line tonight. He is on the line. He said, because he told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, listen out for 980417. And, you know, whenever you say something, he goes, say less. I'm telling you, this dude has blessed me. He's got the Bible app. This ought to be encouraging everyone. Don't you dare try to decide who's coming to God, who's hearing what you're saying about God, because you never know who's really listening. This
Amen.
Young man blesses me because he's letting me see that, yeah, I do thirst, and I want to know more about God. but I want to know it in a way where I can understand it. God bless Amen. You for getting on the line, Brother Wilson.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. 704-724, God bless you. And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word?
I definitely enjoyed the word, Pastor Kathy. This is Theo. I did like the part where you stated, and you said that you don't have to be in church. We all belong to God. We are children of God. And most people don't understand that as far as who they actually belong to. But I really enjoyed your preaching tonight. I was looking forward to listening to you more each Thursday.
God, Amen. Oh, my God. Y'all don't know. They are messing me up. These guys are messing me up. These are all the area supervisors at my job, and these young men have gotten on the line tonight, and it's really blessing me. Woo! God! They are shocking me tonight just to know that they were on the line. God bless you, Theo and Willie, all of you guys. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too, actually getting that response to pastors like that to encourage people to get, you know, people like you get on the line and just, you know, just everybody to hear the preaching that word of God. Because every time someone needs that, you know, that spoken to and that attention, you know, bad, like going through bad or good, like you said, we all go through all our trials and tribulations. We all have bad days. We're not perfect. So, you know, it's always good to hear that word of God, you know, for someone that actually went through the same trials and tribulations from, you know, or the same direction that you came from.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely. We all have a testimony to give.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. And we want to thank our listeners, 768-507 and 252-226. We want to thank them for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So we are going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And
yes.
And I'm just so grateful that God is who he is.
Yes.
He is waiting on all of us to say, God, I accept your son Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me of all my sins. I repent of my sins. I turn away. I believe that Jesus died on that cross for every last one of us. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you do that, that's what it takes. That's the first step. Then after that, you pray and say, Lord, lead me to a good household of faith where I can get to know more about your word and grow in you, oh God. And God is going to do it. He's going to make sure you are able to hear his word so you can grow, come to know, and then grow in him. We thank you, Father God, for this word on tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, for all of those that you continue to send in under the sound of my voice, oh God. Thank you that your word is not falling on deaf ears. It is accomplishing what you set it out to accomplish. And thank you for giving us a platform when they're not able to get into the church, when they don't desire to go into a building. They can still hear your word. Thank you, oh God, because we know that you did not come to bring condemnation. You came to save us. You came to love on us. You came to render kindness to us, oh God. And for that, we say thank you. For all that you've done and all that you continue to do, we say thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. And Father God, that we would be more like you and less like ourselves. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. Thank you, and we love you. And on that note, we are out. Shalom.
Shalom.
God God bless.
Shalom.
Prodigal son any longer.
prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.